Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nick, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Kind of like what we chatted about last night, this whole process for you, going just in 2 weeks from a college guy that was, didn't know where you were going to end up to now here you are, sitting in front of the old backstop there at PNC Park. What's that been like for you emotionally? And then where do you kind of go from here over these next few weeks, get yourself prepped for starting the career?
Yeah, for me, it really hasn't been much of, emotional roller coaster, because I kind of had that the whole quarantine for about 3 months leading into the draft. And then, it was just pure excitement and joy when, once it happened. And then I think moving forward, I'm just going to pretty much do the same thing that I've been doing the whole quarantine, just training and, getting ready for whatever is next, whether it's in a week or whether it's a few months from now.
Nick, what was today like for you, just being around the ballpark, probably for the first time, I would assume, and kind of this whole process?
It's been so awesome. It was so jaw-dropping just to walk into this park and see how beautiful it is, and, see the city right behind center field. The Clemente Bridge was, unbelievable, and, getting able to step on a field was, incredible for me, because, you can go to a park and see how beautiful it is, but it's a little different when you actually are on the field. So for me, that was really special.
Nick, do you anticipate being back whenever spring training 2.0 starts?
Yeah, whenever anything is up and ready, I'll be ready to play, whether, I get the call to go do whatever it may be. I'll be ready in Tucson or Phoenix, wherever it may be.
Nick, as this quarantine period has dragged on, what have you been worried about at all in terms of your particular skills that might be, eroding without competitive play? And are there any aspects of your game on the other side of the fence that maybe you've worked on quite a bit that you otherwise wouldn't have the time to do?
There hasn't really been much that I'm worried about, getting a little rusty or anything like that, because I've been able to, put in the same amount of work that I've been able to do during the season, if not more. Actually, on the strength side, been able to lift a lot of weights, get stronger with a program built for me, and speed and agility and everything like that. So I think having that, going into whatever may be up and coming, is huge for me. So this quarantine, I think I definitely, got something out of it.
Nick, who was able to be there with you today? Obviously, it's kind of a complicated time to travel. What's it been like?
Yeah, so I have my mother and my father and then my girlfriend as well. They got to come up. My little sister had a volleyball practice, and she had to be at home, but just them three.
You guys doing anything tonight, Nick? Going out to dinner? Any plans?
Yeah, I'm hoping to walk around the city. I haven't got to see it at all, actually. Got in late and then was up early doing some stuff. So, I'm hoping to walk around the city, see, some bridges, and, maybe do a little shopping or something with the parents.
How much has your brother been an influence on you over these past few years? I mean, he played college ball, football, though, but he played college ball at a pretty high level. And, I assume you guys have had a little back and forth over the years. What's that been like working with him, and what kind of advice does he give you even to this day?
Yeah, he's a huge competitor in my life. And, since we were, I think, 13, 14 years old, he was there with me every day, competing and doing stuff with me. And then, ever since he had left to college, it's kind of been lead by example. And I've watched, you know, him grow into the leader he is now, on and off the field, you know, with the Marine Corps and everything like that, and being a captain of the football team as well. So I kind of, you know, saw that, and it really showed me, you know, how I wanted to be, and, you know, kind of molded me to the leader I am, to the player I am today.
What time was it in Japan when you got drafted? Did you call him up right away, or did you wake him up in the middle of the night, or what was it?
He was on a Zoom call right by the couch, actually. I can't remember what time it was. It might have been early in the morning, but he was at work. He had his mask on, and he had all his Marines behind him and everything. It was a pretty cool little video.
Yeah.
Been able to share any of this process with him today as well, Nick?
Yes, he was on a Zoom meeting right now with us during the signing process, and he was actually on duty. So it was about 4 a.m. He had probably been up since midnight, just, you know, making sure everything was safe, walking around and doing whatever he does on duty. So he was really tired, but it was really cool to have him there.
And now that you are a Pirate, what have the Pirates, what has the organization told you about their plans for training? What sort of things are they talking to you about in terms of getting in shape, staying in shape, anything about the regimen that seems interesting to you?
Yeah, I think they're, you know, getting ready to build a program, you know, leaning towards my needs and what I need to grow at and get better at. And I think once they kind of get everything situated with spring training 2.0 and getting the players here and everything like that, I think then it'll really kick up and ramp up a little bit more specific towards, you know, my development.
I mean, obviously they made you a number one draft choice. They must think you're a pretty polished prospect, but have they already given you indications of maybe work on X a little bit? You think you're solid at Y, but maybe you can sprinkle Z into the mix here?
For the most part, not yet. I think that's probably coming, you know, in the next coming weeks or so.
Nick, did you get a chance to talk to Shelty today? And if so, what was that like for you?
I'm not sure. Who was it again? I'm sorry.
Eric Shelton, sorry.
Yes, I did. I got to meet him down on the field and everything, and really cool, awesome, you know, hanging out and just getting to say hello. Thanking them for the opportunity as well was huge.
Nick, walking onto the field of the Major League ballpark, did it give you the kind of the feeling that you're close and that, you know, when you all kind of the dream is realized today, do you feel like there's a time frame for you or a timeline, like before you could get up and play with the Pirates, being that you're coming out of college?
Yeah, you know, coming out of college, obviously you have a little quicker route. You know, for me, I'm not really focused on that. I'm just kind of focused on, you know, my development, getting around the right coaches, you know, and learning, you know, professional baseball is a little bit different than college ball. And, you know, just working towards my development, trusting the process for me is going to be huge. And then, you know, definitely stepping onto that major league field, you know, you can see it. It's within your grasp. And for that, you know, that was huge for me.
Nick, how much of reading or work or research have you done over the last 2 weeks to kind of learn about the Pirates, whether it's their history, their current situation, anything along those lines?
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of research. You know, they have a, you know, team website and everything that shows you all the facilities, stuff in Florida, you know, your different minor league teams around the country and everything like that. And then my dad had purchased me a Roberto Clemente book, so I got to read that. It's a really long book, but I got to get it finished before before I get back out here again.
Speaking of your dad, hesitation in your mind at all, whether you were going to, sorry, Alex, was there any hesitation at all whether you were going to sign?
I don't think so. I think for the most part, I was probably going to, you know, be a Pirate or, you know, move forward.
Going back to your dad, your parents spotted you so you could go to New Mexico State. Have they thrown any elbow jab at you? Like, well, now that you're a millionaire,
No elbow jabs yet. We'll see, I guess. But nothing yet. I don't think they're going to ask for anything. Maybe I just come home for longer and stay longer at the house or something. I don't know.
Nick, you mentioned Roberto Clemente. I know you wore 21 at New Mexico State. Is there a number that you plan to wear with the Pirates or hope to wear with the Pirates?
Yeah, I think I got number 20 on right now.
Number 20, okay.
That's fine with me. I'll wear any number. I don't mind. Perfect.
Did they have to tell you that 21 was not available?
I kind of assumed. So even, you know, I try to take it out of some of the pictures that I had posted, you know, to make sure, because I didn't want to do any, you know, disrespect on all the sits or retired number and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is this whole, can you put into words what this has been like for you to get this lifelong dream of being drafted in the major leagues and have it happen under such odd circumstances, not only A, with the whole COVID situation, but then B, beyond that, you know, you're watching all this drama unfold, if they're going to play, they're not going to play, back and forth. I mean, you got a real taste of entering the baseball players union from afar during all this, didn't you?
Yeah, it was definitely a different experience that I've never, you know, experienced. I don't think anyone really has. And for me, it was, you know, a little bit challenging at times when they were talking about, you know, possibly canceling the draft or not having one. That was a little challenging, but, you know, just looking forward, you know, just super grateful that, you know, I had this opportunity to come here and, you know, get drafted by the Pirates.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.